Well, the last couple of days you've been able to go outside without a jacket. The sun has been out. It has been a gorgeous springtime in Michigan. But wait a minute, it's not really spring because we've got a winter weather advisory that the National Weather Service has issued for us beginning at 10 a.m. today, continuing until 4 a.m. tomorrow. Mark Torregrossa is the chief meteorologist for MLive.com. Joins us on the line right now. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We're not done with winter, and winter's not done with us, is it?
No, we're not. And if we've lived in Michigan long enough, we certainly know that March is, well, I'd call it a half winter month.
Yeah. I guess that's probably about right. And it's all this constant struggle between winter and spring, isn't it?
And, you know, that's quite honestly what makes, in my mind, some March snowstorms the hardest to forecast, because we generally deal with lots of moisture in the air, B, a marginal temperature for snow. So is it going to be rain or is it going to be snow? And the final thing is, once it starts to snow, how much snow melts before it piles up?
Yeah.
And we have all those issues with this storm, but I think we've got her pretty well pinned down. You know, in the last 2 days, you probably saw a lot of varying forecasts, the heavy snow band up toward the Saginaw Valley, toward Grand Rapids. Then it shifted south and jumped back north. That's just a sign that all of the data that we use doesn't really know exactly what's going on. You know, again, down to the 10 or 20 mile perspective. Yeah. So we're still good 3-4 days out at showing you that southern Michigan or lower Michigan is going to have a snowstorm. But now everybody wants to know 3 or 4 days out exactly at their house. And I think we got it down now that it looks like, basically it looks like the southern southeast third of lower Michigan will have a solid snow. There's a winter storm warning for Oakland and Livingston counties for the heaviest snow. And then surrounding that, a winter weather advisory. And I'd call it a 3 to 6 inch snow.
Okay.
In your area. And meaning 3 or 4 inches will probably be pretty easy, probably a likelihood. 5 is possible. 6 is possible, but not real possible. And 7 or 8, I think, is unlikely in Port Huron area, maybe back to the west in Oakland County, maybe a 7 or 8 somewhere. Heavy, wet stuff, too.
Yeah.
So be careful and don't overexert yourself.
Right, and it's going to start as rain today. At what point are we really going to see the sticking to the ground begin?
Yeah, I would say the changeover in your region is probably somewhere as early as 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to as late as 5 or 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where the problem comes in, is I'd call it nasty from 5 o'clock to midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning for you. If you have some evening travels, that's where the heavy wet snow will be coming down. And cars go through that stuff a little different. If you get 2 or 3 inches of the heavy wet stuff and you've got one of the lighter cars, you know, it can really push you around in the ruts. So in my mind, if you could travel before 2 or 3 in the afternoon, or if you could wait until tomorrow morning when the sun comes up, by 10 or 11 o'clock, we should be 36, 37 degrees with full sunshine, and roads will clean up real fast. And it'll just be a pretty day tomorrow.
The other component here, Mark, is the wind. It's going to get pretty windy around here, isn't it?
It is. For a 6 to 12-hour period, we could have wind gusts up to 35 or 40 miles an hour. The Great Lakes are higher, so if we get a northeast direction, we can get some erosion now. The good thing about this one is the wind, because the storm is moving so quickly, the wind direction will be shifting every couple of hours. So it'll go from east to a northeast to a north to a northwest in just about a 6 to 12-hour time period, and that minimizes any sort of lakeshore damage.
All right. Well, we don't have too many more of these winter events to talk about. We're getting closer to spring, aren't we?
Maybe. With everyone, we're getting closer to not talking about it anymore.
Absolutely. Mark, we appreciate the information. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay. Be
Take
careful.
Care. You too. Bye-bye.